Good morning. Welcome to funding. Good
morning. Can you fix that, please?
All right. So welcome to Sunday morning. Has your day been good so far? Good. So we're going to talk about angels. Obviously, you guys believe in angels, yes? Okay. I'm just going to explain to you a little bit more about the different varieties of angels that are out there. There's two different, you have your guardian angels. Everyone has guardian angels, whether you're aware of it or not, you do. You all have at least two, sometimes one, maybe even three guardian angels attached to you. And your guardian angels are your best friends. They come to work with you, to help you on your life journey, whether you're aware of it or not. A lot of people go, oh, I don't have angels, I have bad luck, I have this, I have that. Nope, you all have guardian angels. And it's not necessarily luck that you have, it's how you create your own life. And I'll talk about that a little bit later on. Has anyone ever had an angelic encounter or what they feel is an angelic encounter before in their life? Yes, no, yeah? Would you like to share? Okay. That feeling is available to you all the time. I mean, sometimes you might have been going through a particular hard time in your life or something like that, and that's when that showed up to let you know, reassure you that everything's going to be okay, everything's going to be fine. But it doesn't necessarily have to be just in those rare instances. It can be an everyday occurrence. And that's what this talk is to help everyone understand, that you can bring that energy in anytime you want, anytime you like. That's the beauty about your guardian angels. So the thing is that feeling of safety, that feeling of warmth, that feeling of love is there, it's available to you. Now your guardian angels, I always try to get people to look at your guardian angels or any angelic energy, because there's two different forms of angels. You have your guardian angels and then you have the archangels. There's a lot of angel realms in between, but those are the two groups I'm going to focus on today. Your guardian angels are your best friends. Right? Everyone has best friends at some point in their lives. The guardian angels are your best friends, and they're actually here to assist you, to help you regardless. And then the archangels, they kind of are like the managers a little bit of the angelic realm, and they kind of they can be omnipresent. It's a thing called omnipresent. They can be with everybody at the exact same time. So they can work with you, 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 they can work with everybody at the exact same time. They don't have to be just with one person. So the thing is, I'll talk a little bit more about your guardian angels, which I call your best friends. And there's different ways to talk to your guardian angels, and I'll talk about the four steps on how to connect to them a little bit later on. But a lot of people don't, some people don't believe that they have guardian angels, or they'll talk about someone who has crossed over, like a friend or a relative, like a mother or dad or something that's crossed over to the other side, and they call them their guardian angels. Actually, they aren't. They're really spirit guides, because they've walked the physical earth. Angels have never walked the physical earth, so their energy is broader, more expansive, and they can see the whole entire journey of your life. If anything, you have planned out your life with your guardian angels before you came here. You actually have. Anyone ever had that feeling of deja vu? Yes. Do you know what deja vu is? It's actually, it's almost like a checkpoint, you're on the right path. Because when you were on the other side, before you came here to the physical earth, you had your guardian angels and your spirit guides standing around you. You planned out your life. And when you hit those points in your life that feels familiar, like you've already been there or you've already done that, it's actually your higher self connecting to you, saying, checkpoint, you're on the right path. Because you've made it, this is what you planned out before. So if you're getting a lot of deja vu, that's good. That's a thumbs up. It's a thumbs up from the other side. Saying, you got it going on. So the thing is to pay attention to that a little bit more, and also know that even if you're not getting deja vu, doesn't mean you're not on the right path. It just means that maybe because there really is no path. It's just a matter of you hit all your learning points that you already planned out in your life, okay? And that's where I would like you to call in your guardian angels a little bit more to work with you and assist you, regardless of what's going on in your life. They can be, like, you ever have a best friend that is that you've been talking to, and then like they used to live down the block from you, and then they move them, they move like to the next a couple of states away, and you lose touch with them, and you only call them every now and again, and then you lose touch with them, you lose touch with them. Well, that's how sometimes people look at their angels. It's like they're so far away, I can't even connect to them because they're in a different realm, different place, and that's not true. They are just as close as to that best friend that used to live down the street from you. They work through your thoughts, they work through your feelings, they work through your intuition. Does everyone know what I mean by intuition? Yes. Okay, it's that gut feeling, that big feeling right here. It's like, that feels good, that doesn't feel good, that type of thing. So the thing is to keep working with your intuition so that you can feel them and understand them a little bit more. Now, your angels also work with you in your dreams. Does anybody here remember their dreams? Yes. Yeah. Do you get information from your dreams? Yeah. That's them talking to you. Because we're human beings, right? We're out in our world, we're doing our thing, we're bombarded by so many things from society, we're bombarded by the news broadcasts and TV shows and people talking, and we take in all that information because everything is energy-based. And the thing is that when we finally go off to sleep and we're feeling a little bit more peaceful and feeling a little bit better, and we're off in a kind of in a different realm, so to speak, that's when they can come in and work with our thoughts and our feelings and give us the information we desire to help us move on our path. That's why when you have your dreams, you should actually write down your dreams, whether you feel you remember them or not. Some people say they don't dream, you do dream. It's just whether you remember them or not. And you can keep your dream journal and just log that in as a little bit or as more than you remember so that you can keep a journal of what's happening in your life and getting keeping a record of all that information that does come through. But also the thing is that a lot of people here on the ship today are doing ghost hunting and things like that. Now, ghost hunting is just a form of energy. It is. But angels are energy too. They're just in a different vibration, a different realm. We are in physical body, right? So our energy is a little bit more denser. But we just have to shift ourselves just a little bit to kind of hear them, hear our angels, okay? And it's just, a lot of people feel that angels are so beyond us. It's not. They're right next to us. And the thing is that they want to actually work with you, but they can't unless you ask them to. You ever, I use the example of sharing a house with somebody, whether it be a roommate or a partner, and you walk into the house, you just hit the mall in a really intense way, and you have a ton of packages, and you're walking in through the door, right, you're struggling with all these packages, and your partner's sitting over there watching you, or your roommate sitting over there watching you, and you're thinking, gosh, I wish they would help me, and your roommate and your friend is thinking, boy, I wish they would ask me for help. I would jump up and easily help them if they just ask. And you're walking through and you're just burdened by all these packages. And your friend is sitting there going, oh, I really wish you would ask me for help. And you're like, oh, I really wish you would help me. But no one's communicating, right? No one's asking. And you're still burdening. And then finally you look at your friend and go, will you help me? And your friend jumps up going, gosh, I'm so glad you finally asked me for help. I can now get up and help you. And you give them some of your packages and some of your burdens. And you feel lighter and you feel better. And you're able to go on with your day feeling a little bit better. And that's what your angels are. They're your best friend who just wants to help you with your packages. And the thing is that you just have to ask. That's all. But when you ask, you can't take it back. Once you give your packages to your friends, you can't take the packages back going, no, I think I can do it now. I'm going to do this. Because your angels, as I said, they've planned out your life. They've planned out how your life is going to go with you before you got here. So they know the whole journey. And if you just hand it over to them and let them do what they're supposed to do and help you and guide you, your life can be a little bit less, it can be a little bit easier and a little freer. That is all they want to do. That is the gift they want to give you. Okay? It doesn't matter what you've done in the past. It doesn't matter what you will do. It doesn't matter where you are in your life. They're open to work with you any second of any day. Now, a lot of people ask, how do I ask? What do I have to do to connect to my angels? It's as simple as a conversation. Okay? You don't have to stand on ceremony, you don't have to like do one leg, and you know, you don't even have to meditate. It can be very, very easy, such as just having a conversation. So does anyone, it is a form of prayer, if I may, but you don't have to put that label on it. Prayer is just a word, it doesn't really mean anything. So does anyone actually talk or pray on occasion? And it is just a conversation. So like you and I are talking, or you and I are talking, we're talking, it's just as having a conversation with them. So you can ask for whatever you want in your life. So all you have to do is look up and go, okay, my angels, I need help with da 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 da. Or I would like da 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 da. Just fill in the blanks. And it can be at night. You don't have to get down on bended knee. You don't have to cross your hands. You don't have to do anything. Now also, I'm going to touch upon the subject of religion for 1 second, because a lot of people think angels are connected to a religion, and they're not. Religion and angels really are 2 different things, okay? Angels are non-denominational. You actually find them in many different religions, but angels don't have a religious connotation. They don't. They're just some best friends that want to help you. And if you look at the fact that it is just energy, it's not as intense as you feel it could be to connect to them. So the first step that I'm going to talk about is asking for the help that you want. Ask however you want. You can pray if you want to. You can have a simple conversation. Just ask. Now, each one of you has been given a gift called free will. You all heard the concept of free will? Yep. So free will is a gift. Some people don't look at it that way, though. They're like, no, no, no. If I'm supposed to have all this wonderful stuff, just give it to me. Why do I have to do all this stuff? Why do I have to wait for it? Just put it in front of me. But we have a tool that we've been given called free will. Free will is a gift because guess what this whole life thing's about? It's about learning. It's about growth. It's about understanding ourselves. See, if you knew what the whole journey was, right, and you knew what was supposed to happen, what the heck's the point of being here? Really? Why be here? Because part of the joy of living is discovering. Part of the joy of living is working for something and getting it and then achieving that goal. Part of the joy of living is maybe figuring out the path to get to where we want to go. That's the part of the joy of living. And meeting new people and different discoveries. So they don't want to hold you back from that having that experience because they come from such an area of love. So they won't interfere with your free will. There's one exception to that rule, is if you're in a situation of life or death, okay, and it's not your time to go. They will never step if it's not your time to go, they'll jump in and help you. Now, you hear those stories lots of times where people were in major car accidents and the car was totally demolished, but they were fine. Those are your guardian angels stepping in and helping you. And I'll share with you my own story of what happened to me. This is when I was young and silly back in New York. and it was raining, which it frequently does back in New York. And my tires were not, like, because I was young and silly, I didn't take care of my tires. They didn't have as much tread on them as they should have. And I was flying down the road, and the car in front of me stopped short, and I put my foot on the brake, and I did 2 spins. I did 1 spin, and then I did another spin, and stopped in the lane of traffic as I started within that much of the car in front of me. I did not hit one person, and nobody hit me, and I was on the freeway in New York. Amazing. I was literally, when I came out of there, I was shaking. People were knocking, are you okay? Did you see that? Oh my gosh. It was a miracle that I hit no one, and no one hit me, and that I didn't rear end the car in front of me. And that's when I looked up going, thank you. I will get my tires checked tomorrow. I won't try that fast. So I learned. That's the part of the experience. But that's how they can step in and help you. Because if that was an accident, it would have been serious. And a lot of people would have been hurt. So we look at these situations that happen to in our lives, and they are nothing but miracles. So that's where they will step in and help you I never asked. This wasn't meant to happen, and they stopped it. So, but you must ask. Now, when you ask for somebody, like when you ask a friend to help you, do you tell your friend how you want them to help you? Do you say, yeah, just come in and help me. I'm listening, I need some help with this. Or can you come that day and sit with me and just kind of work with me and let them kind of do their thing? And it's the same thing that you should do with your angels. And just ask for what you need, but don't give them the script on how to handle it. Because, again, you're talking to divine beings. Trust me, they got a better way of figuring things out than you could ever think of. They know. They know exactly what you need, when you need it, how you need it. And the key here is when you need it. See, we always like, if I ask, I want this thing tomorrow. Or maybe an hour from now. Let's just speed up the process. Because we humans, I don't know about you guys, but I'm very impatient. I want it right away. But there is a concept called divine timing. And divine timing is just that. It's timing. I get a lot of questions. I mean, I do any reading, so I get a lot of questions from people, where's my perfect mate? I mean, a lot of people looking for relationships and things like that. And I always tell them, because the angels are coming through, giving me the information. I give the information that is being shown to me, and is that it's like, well, you might have a couple of things to do before you get there. And meaning that is that you might have some work to do or clean up, you know, heal some things from the past. Because if you're not open to receiving this person in, then this person can come flying past you. You're going to miss them because you're not in the space to receive them in. So that's where the concept of timing comes in. It's very important to look at that. I tell people too is that the perfect guy could come in and throw up on your feet, and the only thing you do is see the throw up. You won't be the perfect guy. You're just focusing on not the good stuff, and then there's the perfect guy, because the universe is a way of orchestrating things that we could never even foresee. And a lot of people try to think, well, why can't I know that? I'm like, but if you knew it, what's the point of doing it? Because half the, again, I go back to the part, half the point is of enjoying the journey, of discovering. So never give your angel a script of how you would like it done. Just be open to receiving. And that's what I tell people. Open to receiving is a hard thing, because we're trying to control how things will manifest in our lives. And if you can give up this control, I guarantee you, you'll see wonderful miracles unfold in your lives. If you can give up the control. So remember, ask, but don't give a script. Just try to be open. The other thing is surrendering the problem. Is don't take it back once you ask. Such as I told you before with the analogy I used with the people walking through the door carrying the packages. Like, if your friend takes the packages from you, then don't just say, no, I think I can do it, give them back to me. Let them carry the packages. First of all, the benefit you get is feeling freer. It's feeling more empowered. It's feeling less burdened. That's the gift you can give them by really surrendering the problem. But a lot of people, because we're impatient beings sometimes, we want everything right away, it's hard to let go of that. But is that when you think about it and you worry about it, it creates a closed door of energy. So even if they're trying to give it to you, you're not in a space to be open to receiving. So it's not thinking about it and wondering about it and analyzing it and how is it going to show up and when is it going to show up and where is it going to show up. It's just being open to receiving it. So it's surrendering. Hand it on over. Give it to them. Let them handle it. The third thing I'd like to talk about is trust. Who here has an issue with trust? Yes, I do too. You're so honest. I appreciate that. I'm right there with you. I have a problem sometimes with trust, and I do this for a living, so. But because we're human, we're trying to move on our path, trying to discover things, trying to understand things a little bit better. So it's hard sometimes to trust that everything is going to work out. But as I said, they got the whole journey covered. They know what you need, when you need it, and how you need it. They do. And the more I realize I can turn over the trust to them, the more that I can do that, I do see wonderful things in my life. I actually have given up the concept of worry. Because what does worry indicate? Doesn't worry bring in a lot of fear? And you know what fear is? It's just an illusion. It's an illusion of what may happen. Of what may happen. It's not even guaranteed it's going to happen. It may happen. And that's the thing, is that when we look at that, if you can just step back and look at that for a moment, I'm going to get myself all worked up into a tizzy over something that might not even occur. That's ridiculous. It's ridiculous when you think about it. So that's the game I've played with myself, and that's why I wanted to share it with you today, is that it's not about If you can let go of that concept of worry and realize that it's something that may happen, it might not ever happen, and I'm giving all this energy into something that doesn't even exist right now, it can actually make you feel better going, all right, I'm going to let that go. And that, if you can look at it from that perspective and really work on letting it go, that is surrendering. That's what it is. That's the surrendering right there. So that's when they can go, finally, good, okay, I can get in there now and work with you. Because you've given it up, you've let it go, you've released it. And when you are, that's being open. So that's why I share with you of looking at it from a different perspective, so that you can feel the upliftment and feel the relief, the palpable relief that you get when you can actually let it go and surrender it to them. And then also, then your angels are sitting there going, awesome. I can go and help him now. The fourth step I'd like to talk about is following divine direction. Now, sometimes people have a tough time understanding what divine direction is. What do you mean by divine direction? Divine direction is actually listening to your own intuition. Now, intuition is that voice within, okay? It's that little voice that goes off inside of your head saying, go down this road, or go down this path, or take that job, or talk to that person. I'm sure you're nodding your head. So you've had experiences. Have you had experiences like that in your life where you get these little intuitive hits? Have you had experiences like that in your life? Yes. So you do know that they have these little voices. I'm not talking about schizophrenia. I'm just talking about that internal feeling of do this, okay? That sometimes it's going to come in the form of a dream, like I mentioned the dreams to you. It can come in the form of a dream of really hearing what you need to hear. Or it's like a movie that almost, sometimes you'll get very vivid dreams. It's like a movie that plays out in front of you. And that is divine direction. See, and that's what I told you before. They'll come into your dreams and work with you in your dreams because that's when we're more open. They can give you the information you've asked for. So pay attention. Once you ask and you've surrendered the problem and you're trusting that they're going to give you the information, pay attention to those little, that something that makes you step out of your path for one day. You're going to do something a little bit different. So it helps you realize that once you're in that space and they ask you to go do something different or go down a different path or something, that's them working with you. That's them showing you the way give you the request to, in an answer to your request. Also, sometimes your angels will ask you maybe to work on something, like do some emotional healing or something, in a way to get you closer to your desired answer. They might encourage you to go to a bookstore. As this happened to me before, I've gone to a bookstore knowing I'm supposed to buy a book, but not sure what book to buy. And I've simply said, walked into the store, I know I'm supposed to do this today, not sure why. And literally, I found this book that I was supposed to buy, and it was not in the section that I was originally looking, and it was exactly what I needed. Or anyone have that experience where they take a book off the shelf and just open up to a page and the information is sitting there? Yeah, you're shaking your head. That's them talking to you. It always is. I'll give you a good story. I use a lot of stories in my talk so that people can understand to illustrate the point. I was asking to do, as I said, I do a lot of angel readings. I love doing angel readings. I was asking for more work in that area. And my angels guided me to go to a metaphysical store that I don't normally go to. It was up in the LA area, and I had some time to kill, and I knew the store was there. The store's been there for a while. I don't really like to go into it, but for some reason I said, oh, I'm going to go in and buy some incense today. Not sure why. But often, I went into the store, and as soon as I was in that store, I heard very loudly in the back of my head, you should ask. I mean, I literally turned around to see who was standing behind me. That's how loud it was. It's like, what? and in my head, I go, I'm not going to ask. This is ridiculous. I'm not doing this. And then I was buying the incense, and I heard again, very loud, you should ask. And then I'm answering inside my head going, I'm not going to ask. I'm not going to do. No. That's ridiculous. Leaving the store, and I was leaving the store, looking at all the pictures of the readers on the wall, and heard very loudly again, you should ask. I'm like, okay, fine, I'll ask, okay, fine. And then again, this is inside my head, I think I actually raised my fist to the sky at this point. I was like, okay, fine, I'll ask. And still, and I know my angels work with me in three. If I get three very strong messages like that, okay, that's them talking. So I go inside, I said to the gentleman behind the counter, I said, I'd like to talk to you about giving readings. I don't want to get a reading, I want to give a reading. Call the manager, he's here later. I call the manager up a few hours later, and you know what he says on the phone to me? It's funny that you should ask. Because we have openings and we never have openings. See, and I asked, and I just waited and waited and waited, and that in came the internal guidance. So they are listening. They really, really are. I'll give you another story to illustrate, just so that that's just one way of them to communicate with you. Three is a very powerful number for me. It'll come through differently. It might show up as three in your world. Who knows? Another time, again, I was back in New York. I quit my job to pursue something I wanted to pursue. And I was on the phone with a friend the night before, and she was saying, just remember, Mary Beth, you have to go through all letters of the alphabet. You have to go from A to Z. I was like, no, just get me to Z, because I was all about the destination at that point in my life. I just want to get there, wherever there is. And the point is, this is better, the journey, you've heard, the journey is much better than the destination. But I wanted to get to Z, which was my destination. And she said that to me, and I was like, okay. Kind of blew it off. Next day, talking to another friend, said the exact same words to me. Remember, Mary Beth, you have to get from A to Z. And I stopped and I said, that's odd. But someone said the exact same words to me the last night. And again, I said, I just want to get to Z. Let's just get there. And she's like, just remember what I said. Now, driving home on the freeway, two cars in front of me. One of the cars pulls out. I come up on the car in front of me. Do you know what's on that license plate? From A to Z, F-R-O-M-T-O, no, F-R-O-M-A-T-O-Z. Okay, guys, I gotcha. Like, boom, boom, boom. That was a direct message. I couldn't have gotten more direct than that. Thank you, I understand. And you know what, they're right, I have to say, because I'm not at Z. I don't know if I'll ever get there, but you know what, I'm right in the L-M-N-O-P area, and it's pretty good. So, again, just a couple of stories to illustrate how they do talk. Now, they will communicate with you however you are open to receiving them. I know with me, because I've been doing this for a while, how they will communicate with me. But remember, I'm different, you're different, you're different. Everyone here is different. So they're going to work with you on how you can receive them in. If it's showing up, like you said, just a feeling of warmth and safety, then that's great. And remember, angels don't necessarily have gender. I just want to let you know that. But they will appear to you how it's going to feel comfortable. So if females feel good to you, it'll be a female angel, okay? And angels don't necessarily have wings, though I love angel wings. I'm big into angel wings. But angels don't necessarily have wings. But their aura, their energy is so expansive, is so huge, that they show up with wings. I love angel wings as a child. I used to put myself into angel wings. So if that feels good to you, by all means, do it. But just be aware that their aura is very, very big, and it can show up as wings. So they'll reveal themselves to you the way you are able to receive them in. But be open to how that will happen. The other thing is, sometimes people ask me, how do I know it's my angels? Well, angels come from love. They are love. They're divine. So if it feels good, and it feels loving, and it feels safe, and it feels secure, it's an angelic presence, okay? If it feels not that good, if it feels off, or feels scary, that's not angelic. So just so that you're aware of that. So good rule of thumb, if it feels good, do it. If it doesn't feel good, don't do it. Now, I had one of my clients say to me, she was talking about spirit guides, and I want to talk a little bit about the difference between angels and spirit guides. Angels have never walked the physical earth. Their energy is of a higher vibration, and actually a very high vibration. If you look on the other side, it's a little bit of a hierarchy as far as growth, because just though we're here in this physical body, we're growing, yes, we're experiencing, our soul is growing and expanding. When we leave our physical body and cross over, we cross over into the light, which is really where we're supposed to go. Not all energy goes into the light, otherwise we wouldn't have a bunch of shit that we're on today. They stick around. You're supposed to go into the light. But some of them don't. They stay here, and that's why we have paranormal shows and investigations, because we like to talk to non-physical energy. But I call it non-physical energy, because that's what it is, non-physical energy. Angels are non-physical energy, just in a different higher vibration. We are physical energy. That's all we are. It's energy, energy, energy. That's it. And that I do paranormal investigation, and I love going into haunted places and chatting with non-physical energy. But it shouldn't be something, you're alive, you are working out your stuff, it's a little bit more intense for you, and the thing is that you really, like, if you have a friend around you that has issues, right? You don't normally talk to that person, right? Because they're not, they need to work through their issues, and they're kind of bringing you down a little bit. So why not look at ghosts or angels the same way? It's just non-physical energy. Angels don't have issues, ghosts do. It's really that simple. That's it. They got a lot of issues. That's why they're still here. The other side is you're still working. You're still growing. You're still developing. Your soul is still an evolution process. It never stops. But because angels have never walked the physical earth, they don't have stuff to work out. As I said, their energy is broader, it's more expansive, and it comes from a very high vibration. And, I mean, angels' name, the name of angels means messengers of God. That's all they are, messengers. And loving beings to help and guide you. So the thing is that if you want to look at the fact that because their energy is broader and more expansive, they're not burdened by physical human understanding. Now, spirit guides are energy that have walked the physical earth at some point. Whether they've walked the physical earth with you in this lifetime and are now in the light, like a grandma or a grandpa or a relative or a friend, that means that they do have a broader perspective because they are in the light. But they don't have the total perspective because they still are in evolutionary process. So I hear a lot of people say to me, oh, my mom's on the other side and she's my angel. And that's probably true. She is your angel. But it doesn't necessarily mean that she can give you all the information you need because of the fact she's still growing. She's still developing. She's still looking at her life in an expansive way because her life is still going on because her soul is still in evolution. Okay? So just remember that. Just because you have relatives on the other side, they can give you some information, but not all the information. Angels do have it all worked out for you because you do plan your life with them. So I kind of drill that point home a little bit just so that you understand how they work. Okay? I'm going to move into archangels, but before I do that, does anyone have any questions on guardian angels?
No.
Oh, you just answered no for me. That is pretty cool. You're like, no. I'm like, okay. archangels. Now, archangels are a little bit different. They are a little bit higher than your guardian angels. Now, remember, everyone has at least two or three guardian angels, okay? You actually have two, that's why I'm pointing to you, sorry. But everyone has, so you have your own guardian angels, you have your own guardian angels, you have yours. Well, everyone has their own set of guardian angels. They only work with you. They do not go anyplace else because they're assigned to you. Okay? Now, you can have, some people have one, some have two, some have three, most have two. But the thing is that, you know, if you have one and your friend has two, does it mean anything different? Does it mean, oh, they're better than me or anything like that? It just is. And why that is, it doesn't matter. The point is, you still have friends that are working with you. You still have higher energy that's working with you. So there's nothing to worry about, nothing to be upset about. It just is. So, the thing is that, they are assigned to you. Now, the archangels, kind of, if you want to call them the managers, if you will, of more of a higher realm, all right? And there's different archangels that do have different responsibilities, and I'll go through some of them today. Now, archangels can be with everybody at the exact same time, okay? They are omnipresent. Omnipresent means that they can be with everybody at the exact same time. They don't have to, if they work with you, they can work with you, they can work with everybody at the same time. I actually have an archangel that works with me. His name is Archangel Michael. Anyone hear of Archangel Michael? Yes. Yes. He is the archangel of truth. justice and keeping you safe and protected. He is the archangel that works with soldiers, firemen, policemen. Very much as far as, like, if you're ever feeling scared, wake up in the middle of the night and you're scared or not feeling safe, call upon Archangel Michael. And all you have to do is say, Archangel Michael, please keep me safe and protected. That's it. Hey, remember, there's no ceremony when you talk to your angels. Just talk. Like I'm talking to you, talk to them. They'll hear you. A lot of people say, can you tell my angel this? And I said, you just did. You just did. By speaking it, you just did. So I want you to hear that. So when you leave this, when you leave this talk today, you feel so much better about communicating with your angels. So Saint Michael, or Archangel Michael, is one of the archangels I like to talk about. His name means messenger of God. He's way up there. He stands right next to the big honcho, the big source energy, whatever you want to call that source energy. I refer to the source energy as God. So whatever your word you want to use, however it feels comfortable to you. So, but he is the overseer in some religions. He is used in religious depiction sometimes, but he's just used as being like the truth, shield of negativity, boards off negativity with a shield and a flaming sword of truth. So, and if you ever need to use Archangel Michael, with the archangels, they always come from love, but very swift and very motivation. They have a lot of motivation behind them. So if you're calling in an archangel to work with you, you will get answers very quickly and really good direction to move into something. And it's funny because I was working with Archangel Michael when I was asking for more work in the metaphysical world, and that's why I heard, you should ask, you should ask, you should ask, and it was direct and loud. I was like, wow, that's amazing, because that was Archangel Michael, because I was working with him at that time, so I can see how he does work. Very loving. But remember, even though you ask your angels, your guardian angels or the archangels to come and work with you, you have free will, okay? That is a gift. If Archangel Michael said to me, you should ask, you should ask, you should ask, and I chose not to ask, he's not going to get mad at me. Angels only come from love. Only come from higher energy. That's their only source. So a lot of people say to me, well, I got this intuitive hit, or I felt like I should do something and I didn't do it. What's going to happen to me now? Nothing. Nothing. It's okay. They love you. Period. Period. Remember when you were a child, if you can think back, when if your mother said something to you and you didn't do it, she loved you. She might have gotten a little bit angry at you. If you kept doing it, maybe she got really angry at you, but she came from love. She loved you. She wasn't going to get mad at you for doing something silly. The angels are that way. They don't judge. They don't judge at all. They just love, love, love. So don't be hard on yourself. We're also hard on ourselves sometimes. Please don't do that to yourself, because they do only come from love. And they just want to help and guide you. That's it. So if they give you some information to do something and you don't do it, it's okay. Something else will come along to help you. It's all right. So I don't want you to walk away feeling like I got this, all my angels standing there and it's all love. Remember, if it feels good, do it. If it doesn't feel good, don't do it. That's not an angelic presence. So Archangel Michael is one of the archangels that he will help you, keep you safe, keep you feeling secure, feeling protected, feeling loved. And also he will, if you ever, like, if you're live by yourself or something like that, maybe you want to call him in a little bit more. I know when I lived on my own, I worked with Archangel Michael a lot. He helped me sleep at night. I'll give you this too, whether you live alone or don't. This always works well, and I'm working on a meditation with this right now on the CD, so you can check my website when that comes out. But if you can envision an angel, whether it be Archangel Michael or your guardian angel, stand behind you and have them wrap their wings around you. Just see their wings come around you, and you can rest right there and sleep right there. It's a beautiful place to sleep. I've done it many times. So hopefully that will work for some of you. The other archangel I'd like to talk about is Archangel Gabriel. Anyone here does writing or like talking like I do or anything like that? Yeah, okay. Archangel Gabriel will be a good help for you. Archangel Gabriel is in charge as well of leadership, stepping into your power. Michael's about that, owning your own power, keeping you safe and secure, but also stepping into your power. Archangel Gabriel is the same thing. She wants you to step into your power. She wants you to be the leader that you know that you can be, okay? She is also in charge of creativity. Any form of creativity. So if you like to make your own jewelry, use Archangel Gabriel. If you like to write, use Archangel Gabriel. If you like to speak, like I do, use Archangel Gabriel. She will help you, she will open up doors to give you those opportunities to write or speak or talk or create anything you want. And she will give you the strength to walk through those doors sometimes. Even though you want to have the initiative to do it, sometimes it's hard to get through that door. She'll give you the strength to do that. So Archangel Gabriel will be very helpful. She is in charge of communication too. Any form of communication, whether it be written or oral communication. And she is depicted as the angel in the Catholic religion that said to Mary, hey, guess what, you're pregnant. So there's your communication. Announcement. So that's Archangel Gabriel. Another angel, archangel I'd like to talk to you about today is Ariel. Archangel Ariel. She shows up with a very pretty pink aura. And Archangel Ariel, again, is about power. Yes, I'm going with some of the power angels, because a lot of people, I realize, as I talk to them, they don't feel empowered to do the things that they want to do in their lives. So Archangel Ariel is in charge of owning your own power, stepping into your own power, and doing sometimes the hard things to do. I use the term about walking through life, feel the fear and do it anyway. Actually, that is the name of a book, but it's nothing connected to me. But it's a term that I've used for quite some time. Feel the fear and do it anyway. Walk through it. Walk through life, not around life. Life is meant, we learn through experiences. Remember that. It's experience, 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 experience. So we constantly learn through our experiences. So if you feel the fear and you do it anyway and you get to the other side of that fear, that will never own you again. You will be free of that fear. Because remember what I said before, fear is an illusion. So, and again, it's a form of self-empowerment. And if you're walking through something in your life that's pretty difficult and you're having a tough time with it, call upon those three power angels, Archangel Michael, Archangel Gabriel, and Archangel Ariel, to give you the strength and the courage to go through. Ariel is also in charge. She is known as the Master Manifester. Anyone hear the term manifesting? Yes. Manifesting is calling into our life what we want. Calling it in, pulling it in. What do we want in our life? A lot of people want more money. I want more money. I want a better car. I want a better house. I want a better job. I want the perfect relationship. Ariel will help you do that. She will help you pull in what you want, what you desire. And the thing is that she is in charge of prosperity, money, abundance. So a lot of people like to work with her because when I do readings, she shows up and I'm like, I'm going to come into some money. So if you're ever playing the lotto ticket, maybe you want to work with Ariel. All right, Ariel, come on. Now, she's not, a lot of people go, well, I play the lottery all the time, how come I don't win? And the reason I say that to a lot of people, they play the lottery all the time and they don't win, I'm like, well, how are you feeling when you're scratching off that game or playing that numbers? A lot of people are like, I'll never have win, this is ridiculous, I don't even know why I'm doing this. Well, she can't get through. Again, you have free will. They can't get through your own free will. So if you want to work with these, guardian angels as well as your archangels, you have to open up your energy a little bit more to receive in what you desire. You have to do your due diligence down here. Again, that's why you're here on Earth. That's why you're doing what you're doing. You're growing, you're learning, you're developing. So you've got to do what you're supposed to do here so that they can assist you. And if you feel the resistance within yourself to kind of be open to that, or feel the resistance of like, why do I feel so negative about money, or why do I not believe that my perfect partner can show up, or why do I not believe I can get a brand new job that's going to really fulfill me and empower me, or why do I believe that I can't be this writer that I know I can be? That's where they can come in and help you, and help you relieve some of those burdens and feel a little bit better about yourself. That's where the angels are very, both the guardian angels and the archangels are very powerful in doing that type of stuff to help you relieve some of those emotional burdens. So if you have the desire, then call them in. So Ariel again is the master manifester in manifesting all things in your life that you desire. And she's in charge of power again. So you have three power angels, Michael, Ariel, and Gabriel. I'm going to talk about another archangel that's very interesting to a lot of people. It's Archangel Raphael. Anyone ever hear of Raphael? Yes. He's the archangel of healing. Healing everything. Okay? Now, some people say to me, why do some people get plagued with illness and things like that? Remember, this whole path that we're on, this whole journey that we're on is about growth, learning, developing, that type of thing. So some people do come to Earth sometimes with some illnesses. We don't understand why, but the universe has everything worked out. Trust me, there's a reason, and that soul, who's now incarnated in this physical body, has something to gain from that, or has something to show the people around them. So try not to judge what happens. Just know that everything is in somewhat order. And I always like to know why. I was always a kid going, but why? I'll just know that when I get on the other side, I'll answer all my questions. Sometimes I ask for things, and sometimes I don't get the answers, and I realize that there's usually a higher reason. I just have to pay attention to that. So the Raphael will help you heal. If you're dealing with some physical illnesses, definitely call in Raphael, and he will maybe send you to the right doctor, or send you to the right doctor, or even looking at something like acupuncturist or herbalist or something like that to help you on your path of healing with physical healing. But also, he might help you look at some emotional issues too to help you heal. And Raphael, I work with him. I do a lot of energy work. I do angel energy work, so I definitely work with Raphael and Michael when I do a lot of my energy work. That's why I have my massage table with me today. So he will help you in that aspect, Archangel Raphael. So I'm just going to sum up some of the archangels, and then we're going to shut down for a moment. And I'll have to take a couple of questions, and then we'll be done. So it's Archangel Michael for power and strength and knowing who you are and being self-assured, self-confidence. Archangel Ariel for manifesting and power, courage and strength to do your job on this earth. Gabriel, stepping into your power, but also creativity and communication, any form of communication. And then Archangel Raphael for healing, physical healing or emotional healing. Okay? Now, I'm going to give you just a quick little story on how I connected to my guardian angels to illustrate the point. And then also how you can start talking to your angels right now today if you want to. And I always say start off small. The reason you start off small is because people are like, well, why are you going to test your guardian angels? No, we're not testing guardian angels. They don't need to be tested. But you are going to test the communication with them because you, being human, need to trust. Trust that you're getting the information. Trust that you're getting the results to your questions, or trust that you're getting the answers to your questions. You want to believe that they're going to give you what you want, but you need to get that trust built up, like with any type of new relationship. You want to try to trust the person. So I always say ask for rock star parking. We live in the LA vicinity, so who doesn't need rock star parking? And I mean, when you're driving to that mall and it's crowded on a Saturday afternoon, and you're like, oh, I need space really close, ask for it. Okay, my angels, give me that rock star parking. And then be open to receiving it. Don't go, I need rock star parking, and going, yeah, it's not going to show up. You open the door and you shut the door right away. So I would say ask like you expect an answer. Fear, doubt, worry should not be part of the request. Or you can ask for a shopping cart. I love shopping at Costco. I don't know anyone else who's a Costco fanatic. Costco fanatic, here we are. I'm one of those people who thinks I can walk into Costco and buy one thing. I know, I'm brilliant. But that never happens, so I'm always like, I got like 5,000 things in my hand. So that's when I turn around, I go, okay, my angels, I need a shopping cart. And literally, I turn down the next corner and there's my shopping cart. So those are the small little things you can do to start trusting yourself when you start talking to them, okay? The last thing I'm going to share with you is how I connected to I have two guardian angels and an archangel that work with me. My two guardian angels' name, and I'm glad you're sitting down, Bubba, Luca, those are my guardian angels' names, and they've been proven. I'll share with you how. And Archangel Michael is one of my guardian angels. But he works with everybody at the same time. He's not just with me. So I did automatic writing, which is just a tool to connect to the other side, to the divine energy that's available to you. I teach a lot of courses where you can come up to my Everything Angels booth and see the course that I teach on teaching you how to connect to your own angels. But automatic writing is a tool. And I did this back in New York. I was asking, I was like, okay, what's my guardian angel's name? And I wrote out the name Bubba. And I put down a pen, I go, well, that's silly. Like, that's Bubba. So I made it up. Like, I'm human too, so threw that out the window, right? years go by. I'm here in California in an angelic meditation at a friend's house. And I was in the meditation. I said, okay, if your name is Bubba, I'd really like to get some type of confirmation because I want to have a personal relationship with you. I want to understand you better. So please send me some type of confirmation. That was my request in the meditation. Said it quietly. Finish the meditation. Come out of meditation. And I was playing with my friend's dog. Was there. Played with my friend's dog all the time. Lots of times. And the dog is in the cage. Take the dog out. Find the dog. I asked my friend, I said, I play with your dog all the time. What's your dog's name? Bubba. I was like, okay, we're good. I gotcha. All I need. So that's the type of confirmation I'm talking about, okay? If it's just, so when you get the information, ask for confirmation. Keep asking. If you get an answer to your request and it doesn't make sense to you, ask for more. I'm sorry, I need more confirmation. I don't know what you mean. You would say that to any human being, right? Say that to your angel. I'm sorry, I don't know what you're talking about. I have conversations with my angels all day long, and I argue with them. I'm like, I'm sorry, I know what you're saying, but that doesn't make sense to me. I need more clarity. And they will give me more clarity. It might not come right away, but it will come within a day or two. Oh, I get it now. They want you to feel good about your life. They want to help you. They are your best friend. Think of your best friend. They love you. They want to assist you. The only thing you have to do is leave that door open. Open it and leave it. Don't open it and shut it. And you just have to open it up a little bit, just a little bit. And the way you do that is asking. So, and you will get the confirmation. So if you want to know your guardian angel's name, ask, and then listen to the names that you keep coming up, and that's why I give you the story, like the whole A to Z story, and then the name Bubba. Just, it'll come up. I didn't need any more confirmation. That was too direct for me. I got that. So just keep asking, and they will reveal to you the information that you need to know. Does anyone have any questions? Yes?
There's a magazine called Angel.
Uh-huh. Right. Yeah. Oh, Maggie. Okay, I will put that up. No, I have a ton of books, but I haven't heard of the magazine.
It's a little small.
Oh, good. Yes.
Some stories about the archangels.
Yes.
And
those are the things, is like everybody has those stories, and that's why the more that we can talk about it, those stories are healing. That's why I use a lot of stories in my talk, so, because they're healing, and I'm on the same path as you, you know, just developing different things at different times. So if they happen for me, they can happen for you. Yeah, thank you for sharing. I appreciate that. Anyone else have any other questions? No? Thank you so much for listening. I sincerely appreciate it. Please do come visit my Everything Angels booth. I'm right up the top of the stairs. You can play my Angel Wish game. It's for free. And if you like readings, I'm giving readings today, but the Angel Wish game is a lot of fun. So if you'd like to come up and see that. And my name is Meribeth Murphy. Have a beautiful, blessed day. And please let your angels play with you in your life. Have a good day.